BBC Business Update. Hello, I'm Russell Padmore. The headlines: Nissan will cut thousands of jobs after announcing an annual loss. 70 travel companies asked the UK to abandon a plan to quarantine people arriving in the country. And corruption in South Sudan undermines efforts to contain coronavirus. The Japanese automotive group Nissan Motor will cut its production capacity by a fifth to help reduce its costs by almost $3 billion. The company has also announced the closure of its factory in Barcelona, part of a global four-year plan in which it's expected thousands of jobs will be axed. Today, Nissan announced its first annual loss in 11 years. Yesterday, the alliance of Nissan, Renault and Mitsubishi revealed plans to refocus global manufacturing, with each company taking the lead with a certain type of vehicle. Anna-Marie Baisden from Fitch Solutions says Nissan had swerved off course before the COVID-19 pandemic.
Nissan, even before the coronavirus, was in a very difficult financial position. The coronavirus being in the last quarter of its financial year has obviously made things much worse. We've also seen Renault talking about the need to restructure on the back of its first loss. It will take widespread job cuts, and with this strategy that the alliance is talking about and the fact that each brand will focus on a different geographical region or a different vehicle segmentation, then there will be the need to cut back.
China's parliament has approved a decision to proceed with national security legislation for Hong Kong. The United States and European Union have expressed concern about the implications for one of the world's financial hubs. Japan has said it's seriously concerned about Hong Kong, which it described as an extremely important partner. The heads of 70 British travel companies have written to the UK government asking it to reverse a plan to impose a 14-day quarantine on people arriving in the country. It comes as the low-cost airline EasyJet has revealed plans to cut 30% of its workforce because of the slump in demand for travel during the coronavirus pandemic. More from the BBC's Dominic O'Connell.
Two other big UK-based airlines, British Airways and Virgin Atlantic, have already announced plans to cut thousands of staff. Now, EasyJet has done the same. It did not say exactly how many would go, but at the end of last year, it employed 15,000 people. That would mean 4,500 jobs going. The airline said the consultation process with staff would begin in the next few days. All of EasyJet's aircraft are grounded, but it plans to restart flights on June the 15th.
The COVID-19 pandemic creates more opportunities for fraud in South Sudan, as additional money to support healthcare may be stolen by corrupt officials, especially senior military leaders. The Sentry, a group which campaigns against corruption, says South Sudan has more generals than doctors. A worrying trend in a country where state funds have often been diverted by dishonest officials. Shannon Mizzi is an investigator at the Sentry.
We've seen time and time again in South Sudan that military and other officials kind of benefit from crises financially, and crises tend to create an increased opportunity for corruption just through there's a lot more money coming in, a lot more money being allocated for medical response, and there generally are a lot more procurement deals in places like South Sudan, which increase opportunities for corruption.
And that's this BBC Business Update. I'm Russell Padmore in London. Join me again at the same time tomorrow.